This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Aspirations being what they are, I guess aspiration and perspiration puts us together. In other words, we're sweating. As we begin our radio overview of the hot hits in radio from this week, when I say our radio overview, I have assembled several of the most stimulating talk personalities in the entire world, on the planet, in the universe. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have the evil one with us, Joe Crummy, who is a broadcaster of some note. As a matter of fact, he usually has his guitar with him, and he has a note. Can you pluck a note for us? Boing.
I would love to. If you give me 10 seconds, I'll grab it.
Yeah, go get the guitar. You can serenade us. Also joining in the conversation, let's see, McFadden's not here this week. Victoria's going to get married. Where did McFadden? McFadden went someplace. I forget where he went with his kids. Jennifer is off doing her. So we have the services of not only Joe Crummy, but my pal John Harper, who is the owner, manager, and a major personality on WMEL, which is her. Joe, if you didn't know, WMEL, the service area doesn't quite reach Los Angeles, but it pretty much reaches the rest of the country. Up and down the so-called Space Coast, but all the way from Jacksonville down to Palm Beach and Boca Raton, the signal for MEL, so you can be heard there. We're heard there. Happy about that, and happy to have John is a friend. He's a great observer and a keen wit, which you will find out about. Sometimes, John, to Joe's dullness, you can be sharp. How's that?
Maybe. Well, you know what? Yeah. Let me say something evil. That's
evil.
By the signal, that's great penetration. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, you wanted evil? You got evil.
That's right, evil.
His guitar out. I could. I don't have a guitar, but I could sing with his guitar if we want to do that.
Really?
What
kind of trouble is that going to get us into?
Well,
it's super breath.
This is amazing and compelling radio at its finest. Joe's known, by the way, John, for in the circumstances he's found himself in over the years in Los Angeles and L.A. and Phoenix. He brings a guitar in the studio, and every once in a while he'd start strumming and tell stories behind the guitar. I think it's fascinating. I think it's great.
Someone on set.
Radio.
But he does.
All right, so you got it ready? Let's go.
One over here. But thank you so much for figuring that out for me.
And the roots are in my soul.
How much of this do you want? I can go one more. I know we got to talk about the top 10 songs.
No, but you see what this does? This is why I wanted you to do that. There are so many people who are doing conversation radio, and John can speak. Well, you've both been around for a long time, so you know what the available resources are. A lot of the people that are doing radio today just sound the same. It's the same message. It's the same voice. I got a big, deep, announcer voice. And I don't mean to put them down because they're my brother and my... But let's have some creativity. For God's sakes, let's get back. John, on his station, excuse me, WMEL, he controls and owns the station. He doesn't have to answer any big corporate muckety mucks. He doesn't have. He does what he wants. Like, I own this radio program. I produce four or five different shows, and I do what I think will work. I don't have to go. Nobody's got to go above me to figure out if this is going to work. And that's the beauty of what John does on his stations up and down the east coast of Florida. And in a sense, Joe, you with your podcast, Evil Thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the new world order of expression. Right, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is. By the way, the more I do the podcast, the more I admire people like you, John, who I'm just getting to know, and of course you, Doug. I've already talked to you about it. Putting anything together and making anything takes an awful lot of work. It's 24/7. I did not know that when I started this, and this is a job that I've been doing, for almost as long as Doug. When you on the radio, but when you start to actually take control of things and actually try to make something yourself on your own, that's a different world. There's no question.
I think, John, you and I have decided, you and I are about the same age, as I recall. I don't know who's got, who has a little bit more on each other. Do you have more on me, or do I have more on you?
I think you've got a couple of months on me, that's all.
Okay. So here we are, both of us, not wanting, it isn't about giving up. It's about what charges and what thrills us. You've expanded your business a lot in the last, and your coverage here in the last year or two, and not looking forward. Somebody, I was at a dinner the other night, and this isn't getting to the top stories, but it sort of is a philosophical thing that maybe will help a lot of people who need inspiration, who want to keep going, but sometimes you just throw up your hands because either it's government regulation or it's, you know, people that you have to deal with in the public that are kind of nonsensical. But it's somehow inherent in us is this feeling of pride, the joy that we get and the charge that we get. And frankly, I said this to a guy at this dinner I was at the other night. You know, he said, why do you keep doing it? And I say, well, because it's good for my health. Good for my bank account. And frankly, I don't know because I've done it this way. I've had the radio program. I've been on the radio for decades. I have been always on the farm. So these are the things that and these are the things that sort of propel me into being who I am. So why would you stop doing that which is your essence? So many people, they stop doing it and they keel over and they're done.
It amazes me, Doug and Joe and our listeners, how many people say to me quite often, well, you've been doing this now for over, I think we're now into our 27th year here at WMEL Radio, and why don't you stop? Why don't you retire? And I've got no desire to do that, and I'm just going to keep on going. In fact, Doug, we're looking at even expanding further. Not coming back, looking at expanding.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking of my grandfather a couple of days ago, and he was an executive his entire life. And then he had to quit, I think, at 60 or whatever it was. They made him stop. And Doug, it's exactly what you were saying. And you too, John, is that he stopped, and he was a New York City guy, and he didn't know what to do with himself. He would read the paper, and he would go for walks, and that was it. And I was thinking about what a shame that was.
Right, because there's so much to contribute. The score, you're familiar in Florida, maybe you are too, Joe, with the system. What is it, the Society of Retired Executives, but it's not, the score stands for something like that. But there are people who have had big jobs, and they retire forced to retire, and then they decide they want to keep working, so they run businesses and they don't get paid. They just fix. They go. They fix businesses. They help people that are in a
jam. Don't get paid. Well, I'm not going that far.
But you know what I'm saying. They don't need the money. So
yeah,
It's that sort of thing that you need to keep in mind. And one of the I have a friend who's a pilot, and this is a there was a big deal when they changed retirement from 60 to 65. Now they're trying to get it so that you don't ever have to retire unless you have a bad physical, which is appropriate. Wouldn't you rather see a guy with gray hair sitting in the left-hand seat of a plane than some kid who just looked like he got out of the shower, he's 15?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. No. With a doctor, if you're going in for surgery, I want to see some guy with gray hair.
Yeah. Right. He's done that operation 1,000 times before.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Anyway, we've justified our existence now. I'll go over the stories and the people on the list. Matter of fact, let's do that now, and then we'll pause to get our thoughts together. We're here to discuss the talkers list. And so number 10 on the list this week is the usual sort of thing when it comes to sports, what's going on in Major League Baseball and what's going on Sports Talk Radio. Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones are number 9 in that interview. Why in the name of God are we still talking about this, just aggrandizing them, giving them more promotion for an interview that was drivel at best? Did you two see the interview?
I
caught just the very beginning of it and then turned it off. I didn't have any desire to watch it.
No. Would you put him on your radio station?
No. No.
Because?
Because of many of the attitudes that he's expressed, the opinions, the conspiracies that he's talked about, it's not legitimate talk radio. I don't mind having diverse opinions on the air, and they certainly don't have to agree with my opinions at all. That's not the way I run the radio station. But at the same time, some of these conspiracy theories are too far out there, and I just can't deal with that.
All right. So I don't want to spend a lot of time. That's why let's have at it now a little bit. But some of these other things I want to spend some more time on, like Otto Warmbier and his death, number 8. The airport stabbing, number 7. What an outrage. My God. Jeez. More just nonsense. Trump and the immigrant welfare ban is 6. Military tensions 5. The Georgia House race, another pretty outrageous situation when you get right down to it, 4. The health care plan, 3. The election hacking, 2. And the Russia investigation as it relates to Mr. Trump, 1. As far as the people are concerned, Derek Carr is at 10. Megyn Kelly, Alex Jones are 9. Steve Scalise, 8. Karen Handel at 7. Mitch McConnell, 6. Paul Ryan, 5. Vladimir Putin, 4. Robert Mueller, 3. James Comey, 2. Give us a break from these guys, will you, please? And 1 is Trump. All right, so we'll dig around in these things as time allows here through this hour. I want to spend a moment talking about something that actually is near and dear to most everybody, no matter whether you live along the Florida Space Coast, where John does, or you live in Los Angeles, where Joe is, and where I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. The amount of whatever is in the air this year, the allergies that I'm, which are certainly on the farm, the combination of the wet and the grasses and stuff, mold and that sort of thing, it's everywhere, including in your home. And a lot of people think they can deal with the situation by getting a dehumidifier. No, doesn't work that way. The fact that dehumidifiers do take moisture out of the air, yeah, that's something not to be argued with. But at the end of the day, you got to empty buckets of water. The cost of electricity on the normal dehumidifier is about $100 a month. And you're circulating the same unhealthy air around your home using a plain old ordinary garden variety dehumidifier. So, along comes the Wave Moisture Control Unit to the rescue. Basements, crawl spaces, homes that are unhealthy, when you test, and this is what's been done by this company, they actually test to see if the trap pollutants are gone, to see if the radon is gone, to see if the toxins are gone, and yes, they are. Plus, improved indoor air quality, second to none. That's what you get with a Wave Moisture Control Unit, and it costs just pennies a day in terms of the electricity. It's all computerized, dryair123.com, or 888-997-WAVE.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number 3?
Table for 4, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We use use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 and change after the hour. Our review of the hot hits in rock and rock. Walk radio. In Talk Radio, I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Happy to have the services of John Harper. He's from WMEL Radio in Florida. And Joe Crummy, who has a podcast about evil thoughts in his mind. Go to the website, evilthoughts.com, or actually you can get them on iTunes, right? Can't you get...
Exactly. Go to iTunes podcast and look up Evil Thoughts, Joe Crummy, and subscribe to the podcast or die. How's that sound?
John, do you do we're doing podcasts now of certain elements on the program, as you know. Are you doing any podcasting of any of the shows that you do at WMEL or any of the features you have there?
All of our shows are on podcasts now as well.
They are. So you can just download them and go. Mm-hmm. So if somebody is listening to this and they wanted to find them, where do they go to find them?
Just go to our website at 1510WMEL.com, and they can punch them up.
All right. Hey, listen to what John's doing on his station. Okay, I want to spend some time talking about this Flint Airport stabbing and what we take away from this. This guy's from Canada. He stabbed an airport police officer outside the TSA screening area in the Flint Airport. And apparently he tried to buy a gun when he came into our country, but wasn't able to. Do we know why he was turned away? Was it obvious that he's not an American citizen? The work was done. People say, oh, see, we told you these guys do their work. Well, I'm happy to know that somebody's doing what they're paid to do. But what's the story behind the story? Either the two of you know any more about this situation and this guy?
The only thing I heard on this, Doug and Joe, is something raised a red flag in a background check. Mm-hmm. when he went to purchase the gun, and that's the only thing I heard. Nothing
so
further.
He couldn't buy the gun, but he was determined to go and create mayhem. Amor I don't know how to pronounce it. Fthouhi. Fatui. Sounds like something you'd spit out of your mouth. But anyway, he's a Canadian. Shouted in Arabic before he stabbed the police officer in the neck. You know, God is great, Allah is great. All this same stuff that we hear all the time. So how are we ever going to combat this, Joe?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it, that, and I haven't even looked into the way you guys have, but I was looking at these incidences, and it's sort of, that's the France style.
Yeah.
That you go up to a cop and stab a cop. There's been one incident after another in France about that. You know, at the Louvre, there's been at least two attacks with people that are in uniform, and there was a guy, a cop that was standing on the Champs-Élysées, and they stabbed that guy. Whereas in London, you know, not that this is the most incredible insight you've ever heard, but in London, it's just mow people down on the streets. And so, you know, you've got these two different, if you want to call them styles, you know, and so we get a little bit of the French style. In other words, you've got a cop and he represents, I don't know, evil, the man and all of that. So you open stab the cop. And that's what happened in Flint. So I'm sorry to see it happen in the United States, but that's what I've noticed, that you've got these two different styles of attack. And I'm sure we'll get the other one, too, as well.
All right, John, what do you take away from this? Because this happened at the airport in Melbourne, which has been expanded because of its proximity to the space station, or to the space, station.
Kennedy Space Center, yeah.
Yeah.
And Joe brings up a good point as far as the two different styles that appear to be emerging now. And at the moment, no one really seems to have a clear idea or understanding still of how we can prevent this. Be very very mindful of the fact that you could be sitting in McDonald's and somebody could walk in and start blowing people away. I think about that all the time.
I don't ever think about those things. Maybe I'm naive. We've got John and Joe and Doug at 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right rate to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. The charts for the week of June 19th to the 23rd in the focus here on our review of talk radio issues. I'm Doug Steffen here every week with different talk radio personalities, although Joe Crummy, the evil one who does the podcast Evil Thoughts, is becoming a mainstay. McFadden's not around today. Victoria's not around, but I do have John Harper, who runs WMEL Radio on the Space Coast. He's one of my most trusted friends and advisors when it comes to this program. I listen to him. He is just a busy, good friend. He's got the same sort of teeth in this, the grit that I do and that we all do. It's a part of what's in our blood. And I think that the listeners know that, and that's why they become our friends. I read, Joe, you should go again to the WMEO website and look at the conversations of these people. It's like a, I don't want to say a club, it's a community. These people are friends, they know each other. It's the very essence of the radio that you and I, we all, three of us, grew up on, the community service radio. And you can do, by the way, the stuff that John does, you can do in a, with a national flavor, you can do with a local flavor, but it's just to see the communication back and forth between the listeners and the family presence. And folks who listen to the station get that, and that's the value. I mean, a lot of values informationally, but it's the value of having friends, especially in Florida, where what's the expression, where everybody goes to die? But a lot of single people, a lot of people who are alone, and they need companionship. And there's nothing better than having friends on the radio. We all grew up. I mean, think about the people as kids that we listen to as jocks on some of these big stations where we grew up. We all grew up in the North. Joe in New York. I've forgotten where you grew up, John. Where'd you grow up?
Actually, I grew up in the Tampa Bay area.
Oh, did you? I thought for some reason you were from the North.
It's funny, I never grew up now that but seriously, I just want to mention that.
Yeah.
Well, I spent about 10 years in Detroit, WXYZ, but didn't grow up there, no.
Yeah. Well, but the point is that there is still this bond between people who listen. So it isn't just And the world of spoken radio hasn't gone down the same road that music radio. We grew up listening to these great personalities on these great radio stations, and they're all gone now. The big consolidators have ruined music radio, but they can't ruin the nature of talk, although there's a lot of oneness to the talk world for sure. But they haven't been able to kill that thing that radio is best at, and that is being a companion. When I wanted to listen to Bruce Bradley on WBZ, I wanted to listen to Carl D'Souza, I wanted to listen to Jay Dunn, I wanted to listen to Dick Summer. It was in a, you know, we call it appointment listening these days. It wasn't so formal then. It's just these guys were cool, and you wanted to hang out with them, right? I mean, that's still kind of, I think the feeling you get at WMEL is the people who are on the air there are cool, and you want to hang around with them.
And it's that way, Doug and Joe, and to our listeners, with the local aspect of what we try to do, try to localize everything as much as possible. And I know even on the national level, Doug, you try to and do a great job of localizing things for all of your affiliates across the country as well. So that's really the key to making talk radio happen today, is that local involvement, the local aspect of it. There very definitely is a trend back to localism in radio in general, but especially, as you've been mentioning, Doug, in talk radio as well.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to one of the other items here. I don't know how much sports. You have a lot of local sports, I know, on your station in Florida, John. This Derek Carr situation. I'm not sure I quite understand the news of this. This is the Oakland Raiders have signed this guy to a 5-year, $25 million a year contract extension. So the question is, what does it mean for some of the other quarterbacks? How much money does Tom Brady make? Anybody know? Jennifer?
No, but let me tell you, if he plays around with the football like he did last time, they'll squash it because everybody's making a lot of money. We don't want to wreck this this money trade. That's what this story's about.
Really? Just the money trade?
Yeah,
how silly it is.
Well, I don't know if it's silly. I mean, people want silly. Look.
It's silly to go out to watch.
I don't want
to
fight with you.
Oh. You know, you can fight with me. It's okay. We're not going to have a fight. We're not going to be disrespectful. But here are these people that pay all this money to watch people hurt themselves. That's really what it is.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like it's not exactly boxing.
Well, yeah, it's the same. Boxing, MMA. People pay a lot of money to watch people get hurt.
But yeah. Right. It's not my thing, but I mean, I think people love it. But I think
Women in the audience of these. If you ever watch on, what is it? I think it's, what's his face? Mark Cuban's network is Access. And you got all this MMA stuff on there now. And you look around and you can see through the screen. I was watching the other night. I think it was Friday, Saturday. I was up late watching. The audience is mostly women, or a lot of women, who go there to get turned on physically watching these two muscular guys beat the hell out of each other. It excites them. I mean, how else do you interpret it, really?
Well, it doesn't do much for me, personally, but as long as they're happy, daddy's happy. Mommy's not happy, nobody's happy. So. Look, people like football. And, I mean, if you take a look at MLB, if you take a look at baseball, they're very aware of the popularity of football. We were talking about, what were we talking about this last week with ML and with Major League Baseball and how they're trying to, like, sex up the game and keep it moving forward.
Yeah, keep it moving. Yeah.
Right, keep it moving forward. Because they're very aware of the NFL and the money that is being made and the way it's captured the imagination of so many people in this country.
John, what did you say?
In football, have been declining, and baseball has increased over the last couple of years. Football has amazingly gone down. Sunday night football on NBC, which was number one for many years, is suffering. At least they were last year, the last 2 years, as far as their overall ratings. So there is some concern that there is either burnout, oversaturation, whatever you want to call it, of football in America.
Yeah. Right. And you know what?
You may be right.
One of the indicators of that, gentlemen, are the ratings. We were talking about radio a moment ago. The football teams and the money paid to hear the plays called on the radio, that has gone down, whereas the interest in baseball on the radio and what it does for the ratings of the stations that carry it. You can see it whether it's a medium-sized city like Kansas City or a big city like New York. The stations that carry baseball, especially at night, have whopping ratings. So there's something about baseball that appeals to people listening to the radio that I don't think translates to football, even though there's a good try there. But am I right or not?
Well, you may.
Totally right. Excuse me, Joe. I'm sorry. But, yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. And I think baseball on the radio, there's nothing better. And it allows you to do many things while at the same time you've got that baseball game on in the background.
Yeah.
It's just great, great radio, great broadcasting, and it's good for a person's psyche, I think.
Yeah. Joe? But you listen around. And you hear some of these pieces of these various broadcasts. And I have, again, we're like the moldy oldies here. The days of Mel Allen, Kurt Gowdy, the last of the Mohegans is Vin Scully, who retired last year. There are still a few guys who do this, but it's more now, you know, what can we do to get attention? We'll hire a woman to do play-by-play. Not that I got anything against women doing play-by-play. I think it's long overdue. But the charisma, and it just happens with time. Things change, and, you know, Jack Buck is not his father by any stretch of the imagination. as much as they try to make it out to be that he is, he's not.
Well, you know, but speaking of money, though, you know, I guess that's what we were talking about a few minutes ago. It's you were making the case for ratings at night on radio stations with audio. That's great, but I think what's really driving it, and I haven't looked into it, but I would assume what's driving it is the television rights. That's why you have baseball on at midnight on, you know, on Sunday night going into Monday morning, mm-hmm. which I think is stupid. And the reason being is it's all about the money, and it's all about the television rights. And, you know, it's weird because I watch, speaking of, you know, going back, some video of Mickey Mantle hitting his 500th home run, and this is years ago. It's old video, but they were talking about the schedule that week, and they were going, now Tuesday's game will not be televised. And I just started laughing, going, what?
Yeah.
And there was a time, you know, when they weren't all televised.
Now
it's
radio.
All TV. Yeah,
that's right. Was to the radio.
Let me put in a plug for, I think, two great radio announcers. Maybe a lot of people out of the state of Florida may not be aware of them, but Andy Freed and Dave Wills of the Tampa Bay Rays Radio Network, which we've carried for many years. These two guys have evolved and developed into what I feel, Doug, you mentioned some of the great radio announcers of the past, Kurt Gowdy and many of the others that you named. Andy Freed and Dave Wills are right up there. If you ever have a chance to check them out, they are great.
I didn't get a chance to visit with you this past winter, but next winter when I go down, that'll be something we'll examine some of that stuff more carefully. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview officially of the top 10 stories from the week, according to Talkers Magazine. At number 10, Major League Baseball action and various contracts with personalities, sports personnel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, number 9, that famous or infamous Megyn Kelly Alex Jones interview. I can't believe we're still talking about that. Otto Warmbier's passing is number 8. A stabbing at the Flint airport, number 7. The immigrant welfare ban is number 6. Military tensions, number 5. The Georgia House race, the Democrats backed a candidate who wasn't even from the district. The health care plan from the Republicans is number 3. More investigation into the Russian election hacking is number 2. And the focus on the president and his involvement with Russia, number 1. This week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. John Harper, Joe Crummy, Doug Steffen with a few more minutes and a focus in just a matter of moments. I think if we spend a little time talking about Otto Warmbier, it might be to everybody's advantage. That's up next here on the overview of the hot hits in talk radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms: frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to IdentifyEPI.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
An official overview of the top 10 people that are on the list from Talkers Magazine. So sometimes during the course of the program, each of the hours, we don't necessarily do a great job of sticking to the script, if you know what I mean, because there's so many interesting things talking. So let's get to the list. Derek Carr is at number 10. Number 9, Megyn Kelly. Number 8, Steve Scalise. Number 7, Karen Handel. Mitch McConnell is 6. Paul Ryan is 5. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 4. Robert Mueller is 3. James Comey is 2. Can you believe we're still hashing this stuff out? And Donald Trump is in the number 1 position. Nothing unusual about that, but can we find some other? let's dig around and find some more interesting people to talk about than James Comey and Robert Mueller, shall we? Mueller. I always remember the Mueller's Egg Noodles. That's how I pronounce this guy's name. This is the weekly overview with various radio personalities who do this for a living, look at issues, listen to stories, and then interpret in their own way, opinion. So I'm going to ask this. The warm beer thing is a tragedy, but I want to take that and have both of you give me 60 seconds on whether this is a story about facts or is this a story about perspective.
Wow. Well, I mean, I'll go first as long as I'm talking, if you don't mind. You know, it's all right. I think it's a very sad story. I don't know why this young man, and I don't want to be misunderstood here. I have an awful lot of compassion on the poor guy. Look what happened to him. What the hell was he doing in North Korea?
Exactly.
He looks like they come from a good family. You know, where was the mom and dad here going, what the hell are you doing? And if I can say, and I'm being a little harsh now, it puts the United States in a really bad position. What are we supposed to do? Listen to Maverick McCain and go to war over this? This is ridiculous. This poor kid, I just look at it and go, what the hell were you doing there? You're putting everybody in a bad position. We don't have a relationship with this country whatsoever. He's going to be used. He did something stupid. They're even stupider than North Koreans. Son of this guy, what is it, 15 years of hard labor for some stupid little thing like that? It puts everybody in a bad position.
All right, John?
I think in 60 seconds or less, this guy was in the wrong place, the wrong time. He was you're on some type of a college get-together with some other traveling college kids. Mm-hmm. He stole a poster, shouldn't have done it. I mean, it's just the typical type of college stunt that many of us did or still do, and it will never really know what happened to him. Is it worth going to war? Unfortunately not, no. But at the same time, it was just a stupid thing, and he got caught and paid the ultimate price for it. But we'll never really know what happened.
Our thanks to John Harper from WMEL and Joe Crummy, the evil one, his evil podcast, Evil Thoughts, here on our overview of this week's conversations on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now, 53 past the hour. It is our moment in history, weekly history, in which Victoria Keeling goes through the top five items this week in the world of technology. So let's get at it from five to number one. I guess in my mind that means we start with number five, Victoria. Correct, Armando?
Correct. Amazon in the news a lot this week, and one of the newest initiatives that they announced is a thing called Prime Wardrobe, and it's a service that allows Amazon Prime members to try on clothes before they actually buy them. This is an interesting new foray for Amazon. They have never done anything with fashion, really, and their fashion choices when you're on Amazon are very limited. So this is something that is, they want to compete with sites like Stitch Fix and Trunk Club, which are services that every month they mail you a bunch of clothes based on your size and your preference. You try things on and then you send back what you don't want and you only pay for the things you keep. And so this is interesting that Amazon is now offering this to Prime members. And the other thing that they say they're getting into next is pharmaceuticals, which I still am confused as how they're going to pull off pharmaceuticals, but they say that is going to be on the table for 2018.
Hmm. All right, that's number five.
Amazing. It does make you think, though.
It sure does. Number four this week in the world of technologies, we count down to number one.
Well, this is your favorite story probably of the week. It's the TSA and their latest attempt to cut down on wait times going through security. This is a new thing they're trying called biometric fingerprint technology, and they're starting out in Atlanta and Denver. They're testing this actually right now. And the TSA says that the evaluation will examine how using fingerprints as both a boarding pass and identification will function at security checkpoints and how much faster they're, you'll get through. So you don't even need, it really eliminates a few steps. The only thing is, for right now, the TSA pre-check members, which I believe, Doug, you are a member of that, right?
Yep.
So, and when you signed up, you got fingerprinted. So these are the right now, pre-check members are the only ones who can test out this new technology. But if it works, eventually it'll hit airports everywhere.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're working our way to number one. Number three now in our countdown of the top five tech stories this week.
Google has a plan to redirect potential ISIS recruits away from the terrorist group and its message. It's called the redirect method, and it's going to target potential recruits with online ads that actually sends them to anti-terrorist videos. So anytime someone's using some of these keywords that they've been following and tracking, they say that they're, instead of getting what they want, they're actually going to get the opposite. So far, this method program has reached 300,000 people, which is very scary when you think of how many people are looking at terrorist content and extremist propaganda online. So Google says they want to help in that situation, and YouTube, which is owned by Google, is also going to be doing that with their videos.
All right, let's work our way into the number two position here on the countdown of the hot hits in terms of what technology has presented us with this week.
Instagram has a new update that's intended to tackle one of their biggest problems, which is a lack of transparency when it comes to celebrities endorsing products. The FTC earlier this year mailed warning letters to influencers, brands, and celebrities who were not actually posting that they were being paid to show these products. And so now, as a result, they say this is a $1 billion industry on Instagram. And so now with this new transparency, you'll be able to see on everyone's post if they were in a paid partnership with the brand. So you won't be fooled into thinking that Jennifer Lopez looks so amazing because she uses this eye cream. You'll know if she's actually being paid to use the eye cream. Happened
a lot. Number one this week.
Well, the biggest story that everyone around the world was talking about in terms of Amazon is Whole Foods. They're buying Whole Foods for $13.7 billion, and they say that in terms of the actual functionality of this merger, that Whole Foods will, you'll start to see little things that are Amazon-centric. You'll be able to check yourself out instead of having cashiers. They're going to have expanded food delivery services through Amazon Fresh by using Whole Foods foods and supplies and products. So I think it's going to probably be a really good thing for everybody involved. And, of course, Amazon now being behind Whole Foods, you'll probably see more Whole Foods stores popping up. They'll be popping up all over the place. So it's
we have a new one about 4 miles from me, the largest Whole Foods I have ever seen, opening in Sudbury, Massachusetts in about 2 weeks. And I'm just thinking as they open, I drove by it last night on my way to another store, interestingly enough, and you can just see Amazon using this as a stump. You know, this is a way to expand. They can use it as a warehouse for all kinds of stuff.
It's such a smart move.
A lot of smart. Yeah. That's the overview of the hot hits this week in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.